Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Seahawks rivalry. 10. The Giants host the Seahawks on Sunday in search of their 10th win of the series, which dates back to the first meeting in 1976. They're 9-6 against Seattle and have won by a combined score of 374-259. Two teams have never met in the postseason.
Rolls to his right, throws it back in the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Kevin Boss!
9. The Giants amassed 523 total yards of offense in a 2008 victory over Seattle, the ninth most in franchise history, including the postseason. The Giants collected 269 yards through the air and 254 on the ground, adding up to a 44-6 rout of the Seahawks. 8. The number of catches Victor Cruz had in the last meeting with Seattle. In the 2011 contest, he hauled in a 68-yard touchdown en route to 161 receiving yards, both of which are highs in the series history.
Two deep safeties. Manning back to throw. Dances in the pocket now. Heaves one deep down the right side. It's a jump ball deflected. And caught off the deflection. Running down the right sideline for a touchdown is Victor Cruz. And he does the samba in the end zone.
The Cruz Sasa.
68 yards.
That's good ball skills there. That ball got tipped in the air and he brings it down.
7. The Giants have averaged 7 yards per carry in a game, minimum 25 attempts, 7 times under head coach Tom Coughlin, including a 2008 victory over Seattle.
2nd and 5, handoff left for Bradshaw, cuts back off tackle, fights off the tackle, runs out of a shoot tackle to the 30, spins right to the 25, cuts right again to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and then he didn't make the last move left where he's in.
6. Kicker Joe DiNello made 6 field goals in a 32-0 victory over the Seahawks at the Kingdome in 1981, the most by a Giant in franchise history. 5. Eli Manning has faced Seattle 5 times as the starting quarterback. He's 2-3 against Seattle, 1-1 at home, completing 63% of his passes for 13 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and a passer rating of 98.4. 4. The number of times Eli Manning has thrown at least 50 passes in a regular season game, including a 2005 loss to the Seahawks. Manning's 53 attempts in that game are tied for a career high, which he did in 2007 against Washington. 3. The record for most interceptions by a Giant against Seattle is 3, done in 1976 and again in 2006. In 1976, John Mendenhall, Clyde Powers, and Rick Falk each grabbed one. 30 years later, Corey Webster, Fred Robbins, and R.W. McQuarters did the same. 2. Seattle has just 2 wins when they travel to East Rutherford to face the Giants in 1983 and 2011. Big Blue is 6-2 at home against the Seahawks historically, but lost its only matchup in MetLife Stadium, 36-25 in 2011, the second season in the Giants' new home. 1. The Giants have 1 shutout against the Seahawks in series history, coming 32-0 in 1981. Big Blue held Seattle to just 127 net yards, 29 yards rushing, and 98 yards passing.